Welcome to the Ladybug Project. This is Kara C. Adams, author, illustrator, and advocate for the small and silent. Today, like every time we do a podcast, we're focusing on childhood sexual trauma. 93% of perpetrators of child sexual abuse are known to the victims. That means these little children know their predator. It is actually more than traumatizing when you realize it's a family member or someone close to the family, somebody they feel like they should feel safe with, like at a school or family events, a neighbor. So my best friend was molested by the chief of police when she was 3 years old. She lived next door to him. Me personally, it was someone in my family, so I thought I was safe with this person, and I wasn't, as well as two other people in my family. Unfortunately, I feel like there were more, but I feel like a lot of people, they just block out that trauma. And that's understandable. You want to. I mean, when you're going through the trauma itself, as a child, all you can do is go into your imagination and get away from that pain that you're feeling in your physical body. The majority of perpetrators are men. 88% of sexual abuse claims are predators is male, 9% female, and 3% unknown. Where am I getting these statistics? I've told you before, rainn.org. You can get a link to these websites on my website if you go to karacadams.com, karacadams.com. If you go to the link or the top tab, it says The Ladybug Project. If you click onto that, a link to Rain and Exodus Cry is on there so you can discover more and acknowledge what's going on, find out the statistics so that you will maybe not feel like you're living in the dark so much and act like you're blind to the things that are happening. I can't put this lightly. So I think I've mentioned so many statistics in a couple of the past podcasts that I really want to get down to today about the mental illness part of it. So many people, and it's okay. My best friend said it was okay to share this. And I do want to have her on the site. She's an advocate for a mental illness program. And the one that was molested by her neighbor at such a young age, she's the author of The Sense About Madness. It's about her story. She went through years back, went through a lot of episodes, and they finally figured it out that she was bipolar. That can tend to happen a lot. We that are traumatized at such a young age in such a way hold on or hide away to ignore what happened. And as we get older in our 20s and our 30s, even our 40s, start to recognize something's not right. Because the trauma itself was never addressed. The trauma itself was never acknowledged as a child. And so I believe 100% that's why we have so many mental illnesses in the world today. I know when I'm looking at my wall right now. I have this big map of the world, but all I can see right now is on my wall are some stains from something. And I'm pointing this out because a part of me, I guess you could label it OCD, is I want to go get my Mr. Eraser right now, magic eraser, and I want to clean these stains up. Now, a typical person, a lot of people I know, is just like, oh, whatever, I can't see what you see. But because I'm so keen in my senses, I see things. that a lot of people don't notice. I'm like, ooh, look at that. Like, I'll see in a hotel room, I'll see an earring stub on the floor. I'll see a pub hair in the shower. And if I didn't point it out, a lot of people don't see those things. I smell a lot. I'm really high intense in my smell. So I can smell when there's mildew, there's mold, there's, I've honestly smelled people when they're dying because there's this certain decay of the body. Your breath from the, you know, some people that are too acidic or something like that. I can actually smell those things. I can smell, unfortunately, I can smell a lot of things, a lot of BOs and different things. And I'm like, oh, you have a lot of yeast in your system. I know it sounds outrageous. Maybe you've met someone like that, maybe not. Another thing is I hear a lot of things too. My senses are heightened. And I believe it's because when I was traumatized as a child and you stay in this fight or flight mode and you're never feeling safe. So I tapped into my senses. And so like when I hear something and people are like, oh my God, I can't hear what you're hearing. Like I'll be on a plane and I'm like, what was that? And when I get off the plane, I'm talking to the pilot. Yeah, we hit a bird. It was wrapped around the wheel, like into the landing. And I'm like, well, I heard it. And they're like, what? Or I hear that really tiny high pitch sound when there's a decompression, but it's really not noticeable to most people, but it's like, it's a slight, it's from the door of the airplane and it's not good, but most people can't hear it, but I hear it. And so the reason I'm bringing all this up is I developed those keen things because I never felt safe and I was on edge. And I feel like it developed into this, I guess you could categorize it as OCD. And then some people used to say, oh, you're ADHD, man. Because I would talk really fast and I was super hyper as a kid. And so I had all these things. And, you know, I turned it around in my 20s and 30s and said it was a superpower. I really felt strong. And I was like, I'm not going to see it as negative. Like people are like, get annoyed that I can smell things sometimes and get annoyed that I see what I see. Or, but I felt like, you know what? I'm not going to see it as a negative thing. I'm going to see it as a positive thing. And I'm going to utilize these things and these assets. With that said, I'm bringing it up because as an adult, if we can really sit down with ourselves and journey inward, we can appreciate things that we can see about ourselves that others may not appreciate, or maybe they appreciate. So when you're with someone, anybody, coworker, spouse, your child, your friends, acknowledge their gifts. Be grateful for their gifts. Be grateful for the gifts so you can start to be more grateful for your gifts and for who you are and why you are. I'm forever grateful for my best friend. She really took me in under her wing as a 13, 15 year old. I think when we met, we were super young, we were in middle school. And she was so patient. And at the time, I never knew the hell she went through. But it made her go inward throughout the years. And the beautiful person that she is, of course she has her flaws. Everybody has flaws, right? Because we're human. But because of who she is, she's written a book that touched me to the core of who I am and made me journey within and know that I'm fearlessly loved no matter what trauma that I went through. And we can all do that. Maybe you weren't sexually traumatized. Maybe you weren't, or you feel like you had a great childhood. Maybe you're like desensitized and don't feel a lot of things. That's you. But the more you become in tune with yourself and journey into yourself and let go of the temporary things around you, the more you can be who you're meant to be in this earth. I don't know if I need to keep talking because it's already 10 minutes and I'm gonna close it out. So just remember, perpetrators can come from anywhere. Family, friends, coworkers. And we need to be tapping into our senses. And the more we journey inward, the more we can see better, hear better, and understand who is safe and who is not safe. And we can look out for each other and make this world a better place and build a safe haven for the children that have already experienced the hell they should never have had to live through. But through counseling and creative outlets, they can heal. Through yoga, through learning to communicate, through friendships that I had, like my best friend. This is the Ladybug Project. Please check out caraceeadams.com. Learn more. Buy and read books that make a better tomorrow.